No, no.
We will call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, August 20th, 2025, at 8:40 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Teeman, Lytle, Dorn, and Jurgens. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Share with him.
Motion to approve.
I want a smaller screen.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Claybaugh.
Sounds good.
Just like you're not here, Dorn.
Session. Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. I'm sorry. I heard Lytle's comment. Please vote. 7 in favor. We've got comedians up here today. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing.
Public comments.
This is for equalization. We'll have another one for Board of Supervisors. I'm guessing that's where you want to go, or would you like to talk at equalization?
No.
Okay. Up next, approve or disapprove the maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services for July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. There's a copy on everyone's desk. Changes to this, Patty, from last year?
It's in my budget.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Jurgens.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Anything from council on this one?
No. It's basically the same arrangement that we had years past.
If there's no question or comment, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Jurgens and Dorn. Lastly, approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Cardinal Assessment Group for July 1st, 25 to June 30th, 26. And this is Josh.
He put a few more hours on, or a few more days on now, or maybe
wherever they're at. Sure.
Is this his third year?
I haven't had a chance to look at him, but.
Is it third?
I was thinking we were going into our third year with him. Could be wrong, though, but he's been here for years.
We're going away anyway. Standard. We're all good.
Yeah, I think you're right. He will eventually be probably my.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Jurgens. Nope, he's done a good job this last year. I thought he did a good job through the referee process also. Questions, comments on Cardinal Assessment? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for equalization today? Patty, you have 1 3/4 minutes.
I don't have anything. I'm coming back for these then. This is later.
Mm-hmm. Just briefly, we're down to a minute before the board meeting. Growth was slightly less than anticipated this last year. We went through growth was less. Going through the budget, that affects how tax asking works. Initial requests from the offices were about an 18% gain. We needed to cut initially about $1.3 million. We got to that point. Going through growth numbers, we're going to be cutting more. So there will be additional shortfalls, and we will have to be looking at that. So those conversations will continue.
I may comment that this year none of the TIF projects have growth on them. The only time TIF is considered growth is the year it's paid off. The year after, that's considered growth. So that's the change. So anything that was built under the TIF, that is, we're looking into that now because that was kind of shocking when we came down with the final figures too. But you take all those projects, I think Sandwich Shop down here, I believe the one out by the apartment buildings, I believe those.
The U-Stop?
Yeah.
And like I say, a cap's not...
I got to check for their... But there's several that don't get growth until they're paid off, so...
And we'll find a way to get into it. It's, caps are not bad. They just make us live within our means. So we'll be creative and we'll find a way to wheel that back again. It's just... It'll be a little more challenging than what we anticipated. But we're close already. Now it's just going to be peeling back a little bit more. With that, we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:45.